Good evening, and welcome to the Arcturian Ascension Process with Dr. Suzanne Lee.
Greetings, we are the Arcturians. We welcome you now to the second installment of our Arcturian Ascension Process. We call this presentation the Arcturian Ascension Process, for I wish you all to know that indeed ascension is a process. And for everyone that has somehow found their way to listen to these words, we guarantee that you are indeed within this process. A process, by definition of your words, is something that is ongoing. We wish you to know that the process of planetary and personal ascension has been ongoing for quite a while of your time. The process of ascension begins with a curiosity within yourself. Very often this curiosity is formed because you are experiencing a great challenge in your life, or you are having difficulty with negative thoughts or fearful emotions, and you want a way to feel better, you want a way to be happier, you want a solution to your challenge. And for some reason, you decide to look inside yourself. As long as you are looking for your solutions, your peace, and your calm outside of yourself, you are interacting with the third dimensional matrix. You are acting and interacting in and within the reality that is based on polarities of good, bad, pretty, ugly, smart, dumb, here, there. Within those polarities, there are many unsolvable feelings, many unresolvable challenges, for there is the constant challenge of fear and love, which is conditional. On the other hand, once you somehow hear the call within, and some of our wonderful grounded ones are born with this call. Others have written within their contract to fully experience the third dimensional reality until they come to a climax within their life, where situations are such that they must move inside, listen to their small inner voice. There, of course, are others who were born with that ability, but forgot because they didn't want to be different. The process of planetary ascension basically began with the baby boomers, with those that came in after the close of World War II. Many Atlanteans came in at that time, for Earth was endangered in the same manner that she was endangered at the fall of Atlantis. Therefore, these were the first who were remembering the process. There, of course, were other brave ones who entered the incarnation of Earth before that time, long before the process was able to begin. Yet, they entered for their own personal ascension process. We would like you to know that we can guarantee that all of you who have found your way to this communication have experienced personal ascension. We also encourage you to go inside yourself so that you can remember that experience. You may have had that personal experience while you are incarnated the personal planet of Gaia. Yes, it is a person. Gaia is a person as you perceive person, as we perceive person. You are a planet. The planet is a person. You are the planet. Gaia is alive. She is a person, as you would perceive a person, all but a very wise and experienced person. A person who is your mother. Some of you have experienced your personal ascension on planet Earth at some point in her long, long history. You may have experienced it while being among the members of the galactic family, such as ourselves, the Palladians, Sirian, Draconians, Orions, Andromedans, Antarians. Perhaps you experienced your personal ascension on Gaia millions of years ago when her frequency was not as dense as it has become after the fall of Atlantis. Others have experienced your personal ascension on other worlds, on your home worlds, of other civilizations within our great galactic family. However that may be, we wish to invite you to remember that moment, to remember that moment where you let go. You let go of the illusions that you saw outside of you, and you pulled yourself inside to see the you who you really are. You released the illusion of form that was created for that specific incarnation, and you turn around inside your mind to see you, yourself, your consciousness. It is with this perception of yourself as pure consciousness that initiates your process of ascension. We, the Arcturian family who speaks to you now, resonate to the eighth dimension and beyond. Therefore, we no longer hold form, and we perceive ourself as an individualized unit within the complete unity of the One. We also have members of our great civilization who reside in the higher dimensional areas around the planets of our system. These beings still choose to have forms. These beings still choose to live in what you might perceive as a home. However, most of us have taken to the skies. Most of us live a great portion of our contracted time for the embodiment of our fifth through seventh dimensional self, traveling around the universe. For as a planet ascends, the beings of the planet are free from the limitations of just that planet. Therefore, they have a great curiosity to move out, just as you enjoy travel around your planet. Once a being, a culture, a planet is ascended, there is great enjoyment in traveling around the galaxy. At first, through the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensions of form, there is an affinity towards having a ship. There is an affinity towards having individual appearing bodies. An affinity towards having interactions with beings that have not yet ascended. We, the Arcturians, continue that interaction, even as we have moved into the higher dimensions beyond the eighth. We continue that service to all of our grounded ones who continue to hold form on unascended third and fourth dimensional planets, as well as ascended fifth through seventh dimensional planets. We are very active on beloved Gaia at this moment, and there are many of our grounded ones that we speak through, for Gaia is returning home to her true frequency. We Arcturians have what has been known as the Arcturian Corridor. The Arcturian Corridor is a portal. It is a portal through which beings, planets, solar systems, even galaxies, for our corridor is of the highest dimension. Therefore, there is no time, there is no space. It is never too late. It is always now. There is never anyone who is too small or insignificant, or any being such as a galaxy that is too large. Our corridor is a process. It is a process through which the ascending ones, person, planet, solar system, a process through which these ascending ones can go through a gradual experience of raising their state of consciousness, hence raising the frequency of their body. We do this in a gradual manner so that it can be done in a conscious means. When the ascension is done consciously, then you have learned about the ascension process. Therefore, you are able to teach others about that same process. There are beings who are not teachers within that fashion. They may experience ascension instantly, for their purpose is different. But all of us who are members of the Arcturian culture, all of our great Arcturian family who reside in grounded forms all over the multiverse, all of us ascend in a conscious fashion, for we are the teachers of ascension. As our grounded Arcturian ones learn about the ascension process, they slowly and gradually come to the realization that they are indeed Arcturians. just as all of you who are ascending, you are gradually coming to the realization that you are more than your earthen vessel. You are more even than your consciousness, the consciousness that you have associated with your earthen vessel. You are realizing that you are the consciousness of Earth. You realize that your consciousness is sprinkled throughout the galaxy, that you have specific homeworlds, such as the Pleiadians, Sirius, many others. You realize that you have specific homeworlds, but you also realize that you have taken body, form, realities upon many of these different galactic families, for you are a beautiful multidimensional being who is in the process of visiting Earth during the time of her planetary ascension. You have chosen to visit Earth. You have chosen to take your form, for you have chosen to be a member of the planetary ascension team. You have chosen to be one of the many openers of our portal, of our Arcturian corridor. What is an opener? An opener is one who remembers how to open the portals into interdimensional exploration. There are many of these portals. These portals are in your consciousness. These portals are on your planet. These portals are man-made more than you can imagine. These portals are innate within Gaia. And these portals connect you to all life all over the great Milky Way galaxy and even beyond. We wish you now to imagine the portal of our Arcturian corridor. We wish you to allow yourself to use the gift of your fifth dimensional thought, known to you as your imagination, and to allow a picture to come into your mind screen of your third eye. At first, that picture may be dim, but fortunately, you have connected your opened third eye and the multidimensional light that casts this projection upon your mind screen. You have connected that, united that with your high heart, with the unconditional love of your high heart. This unconditional love is the force that opens your experience into the Arcturian corridor. This multidimensional love activates the projection onto your mind screen, allows it to move, brings it great color, wonderful tone, and begins the spin of the vortex. You see the vortex gradually moving now, faster and faster, but within a pace that is always comfortable for you personally. For you personally are the creator of your experience. We ask you to see yourself now standing at the threshold of this great corridor, this corridor which will lead you to yourself. As you step upon this threshold, look down at your feet. Ground yourself in this moment of initiating your process of ascension in a conscious manner. Perhaps you have already become conscious of your process of ascension. Perhaps you have already consciously entered our corridor. In this case, we welcome you back. For it is always wonderful to return to a process which you have already experienced so that you can more completely experience it, so that you can edit it, so to speak, so that you can perceive the portions of reality which you would like to fine-tune, so that you can remember even more completely that you are a beautiful multi-dimensional being. As you stand upon that threshold, you take a moment and realize that there are portions of your reality that cannot be taken through this portal. You realize that there are many fears, there are many concerns, there are persons, places, things, actions that lower your resonance. There are memories that create pain. There are activities which pull you down. Take a moment. Take a moment of this now and become aware of that which you are willing to release. Within our experience, there are no shoulds, there are no musts. You may only feel a need to identify these portions of your life within this moment and to allow yourself the illusion of time to more gradually release that which pulls you out of yourself. As you take your first step into the corridor, you feel the same. Yet, no, you're not exactly the same. You are different. You are not your shell. You are your light body. You are your inner light body. Whereas before, you imagined yourself as a human form, and deep inside, perhaps, there was a light body. Now, you imagine yourself as a body of light, and deep inside, there is a human form. You take a moment, you step out of the corridor, and see, oh, you are a human form. And within that, there is a small glow of your light body. You step across that threshold, and yes, there is a light body. You are that light body. Protected within that light body is the illusion of your human form. That illusion has entered the corridor with you, for there is a healing that needs to happen for this human form. This human form carries that which you were unable to release so far. And this human form allows you to more easily return to your physical life. But the human form will not be the same. It will have changed, but only to your fifth dimensional perspective. To your physical eyes, ears, smell, touch, it may very well appear to be the same. But your light body knows that it is different. Look around the corridor now then you will see that you are not alone. You will see that there are myriad light bodies just as yourself. And within those light bodies, you can see they have a form. Some are human, some are not. All of them are within the process of ascension. Take a moment and bond with all of these beings. Experience how your light bodies intermingle and merge. Feel how some of these beings are very familiar to you. Yes, there they are. You remember them. You remember them from other lives. You know them with this in line. You remember them from other realities. And they remember you. There are those whom you have not met yet. And as your light bodies intermingle, you acquaint yourselves with them in a fashion that is much more intimate than would ever have been allowed within your third dimensional shell. Feel yourselves all now as one great light body endeavoring on this process of personal and planetary ascension with your forms safely nuzzled inside the core of your light body, your individuality, your ego. Your ego is allowed upon this journey, for your ego is that part of you who is the maintainer of your earth vessel. Your earth vessel will need a different type of maintenance now that you have entered the corridor, for you are in the process of great change. This will not appear obviously as you return to your physical reality, but you will know, your ego will know, and your ego might be frightened. So take a moment now, as you are your light body, and caress your ego. Hold your ego and say, you will not become extinct, you will ascend. And throughout this process of ascension, I am giving you the important task of maintaining my ever-transforming earth vessel. The first phase of the Arcturian corridor is entry in to the fourth dimension, the dream world, the world which you are very familiar with, for you go there every night. Some of you remember it clearly, some of you not at all. It doesn't matter, for it is there. It is who you are. First, you move into what is called the lower astral plane. The lower astral plane is the interface between the fear of the third dimensional world, the anger of the third dimensional world, the injury, the harm, the wars, and the fourth dimensional world, where spirit is much stronger, where reality is more mutable, where the illusion of hardship and form is less intense. Fortunately, you are a light body. Therefore, the darkness of the lower astral plane cannot penetrate your great light. On the other hand, your great light can heal the darkness. This darkness is fear. It is the land of nightmares. It is the land of lost souls. So therefore we ask you, brave group of light bodies who have all banded into one great vortex of light. We call upon all of you to shine your light through this aura of your beloved Gaia. Shine this light through your individual auras and through the auras of all your comrades with whom you are creating this journey. Blaze, blaze, blaze your light, transmuting all shadow. Transmuting all shadow into truth, into unconditional love. Within the light that you have expanded into this area, we ask you now to love unconditionally. We take a moment to assist you with this feeling of unconditional love. Feel love without condition. And as you feel this love without condition, the elements of earth, air, fire, and water that have maintained your earth vessel, who is snugly wrapped within your light body, awaken and embrace the fourth dimensional elementals, the fourth dimensional expression of yourself. Together, there is a reunion. As your third and fourth dimensional being intertwines, interlaps, as your light body moves throughout your physical form, as your physical form embraces your great light body, within the womb of our Arcturian corridor, you are creating a new form. We leave you now within this womb. We caress you and hold you eternally within our unconditional love. We wish you to know that you can return to this moment with merely a thought. We wish you to also know that you can return to your mundane life with a thought. For you are a multidimensional traveler. Blessings, we shall return. Welcome to the second meditation of healing the self, healing the mother. The mother being, of course, our Mother Earth. In the second meditation, we will heal our second chakra, work on healing our second chakra, as we also share that healing with Gaia. The second chakra, among many things, rules our emotions, which we will focus on during this meditation. Begin by forming your circle and see the beings sitting around the outside of the circle. These beings can be physical people, higher dimensional people, different dimensions of yourself, virtual people, past lives, or just you with the circle. However your circle is constructed is perfect for you in this now. Since we are focusing on our emotions, take a moment to either share each of you members within your circle with each other or to reflect within yourself if you are alone or the only one verbal, speaking English. Take a moment to share your relationship with emotions. Since the second chakra also rules childhood, take a moment also to go back into your childhood and remember your history of emotions. How were you taught to deal with emotions in your family? How did you choose to follow those teachings or be different than those teachings? As you begin to share, just allow your words to come out evenly and without resistance. Trust your emotions. Trust yourself to speak exactly what you are speaking in this moment. As you look at your history of emotions in this life, you may find that an alternate reality, past life, another expression of your multidimensional self may come forward. If this is the case, then allow this life to share its woundings, its emotional woundings with you. Now also, look at the emotional woundings that you have experienced in this life. In which way were you hurt, frightened, ashamed? Allow these messages to find their way with your love and guidance from the deep archives of your subconscious mind to your voice, where they can be set free as you speak them, either to yourself or to others. It is through sharing that we can remember that we are all one. I would like to take a moment now to talk a bit about the elementals. There is also a link below this meditation that will give you greater details regarding them. Basically, the elementals are the fourth dimensional expression of the elements of earth, air, fire, and water. We have earth, body, air, oxygen, fire, spirit, water, blood, other liquids within our body, just as Gaia has it within her body. Through raising our own consciousness into the fourth dimension, we can communicate directly with the elementals of our own body. It is through communicating with the elementals of our own body that we can communicate with the elementals of Gaia. The elementals are of the fourth dimension. Therefore, they are not bound by the third dimensional rules of separation. In fact, the elementals assist us in our multidimensional expression through connecting with our physical elements, then connecting with the elementals on Gaia, connecting with the elementals in the fourth dimension, with the devas in the higher fourth dimension, and with the Elohim in the fifth dimension and beyond. The elementals are alive. They are real beings. We are going to take a moment now to allow our wonderful imagination to assist us in observing, perceiving, and interacting with these beings. Before we do this, I would like each of you, or just you, to take a moment and go deep into yourself and allow your imagination, your fifth dimensional thought, the means via which your soul communicates with you, to perceive, to experience, to allow to come into your consciousness whatever area, whatever location of Gaia's body which you are serving to work with healing today. Now, take a moment and allow yourself to see this reality around you. See your feet, and see your feet attached to the ground. And as you move from your feet, you see if you are standing on grass, rocks, dirt, air, could be anything. As you perceive this reality, I'd like you to begin to make friends with the elementals of this area, who will in turn assist you to make friends with the elementals within your body. First, we will look at the earth elementals. These earth elementals are known as gnomes. Allow your imagination to perceive these beings as they work with the earth in some fashion. Share your perceptions with others, or speak them out loud within yourself. Allow your earth elemental inside your body to then communicate with the elemental in your special place. So feel the earth elemental of your body, which rules bones, skin, organs, and feel that elemental within yourself communing and communicating with the earth elemental within your special place. Now, take a moment to perceive the elemental of air. The elemental of air is called a sylph. So look into the air in the atmosphere of your special place and see the sylphs as they move through the air and how they graciously give their service to cleaning and healing the atmosphere. Now allow this sylph to introduce you to your inner self and all the air, all the spaces that are within your body, and feel how these two selves, these two elementals, work as one to heal your own body as well as the body of Gaia. Now look at the elemental of water. This is called an undine. And see the elemental of water, the undines, in your special place as they do their work in nature. Allow this undine to introduce you to your own inner undine and all the liquid within your body, so that the two may heal the water of the earth, the blood, the liquid within your body simultaneously. The fourth elemental is the elemental of fire, light. So see the salamander, the elemental of fire, in your special place. And as you see that salamander healing and assisting the clearing of darkness within your special place, allow that salamander to introduce you to your fire elemental within your body, your spirit, your immune system, your aura, that which gives your earth vessel life. Stand up now and reach into the light of the sun. Reach into the atmosphere and pull that light again in to your crown and feel yourself filling with the multidimensional light that the salamanders are transducing down from the fifth and the fourth and into the third, and how they are sharing that light with your physical form. So that you will more easily see them, not only within yourself, within your daily life, as you walk through your ever frequency rising reality. As you share your journey into your return home to the fifth dimension with all of the elementals, devas, and Elohim. Pull that energy down into your throat so that you may speak with them directly. Speak with those that are within and around the planet, as well as within and around your body. Pull that energy down now into your heart so that you may love these elementals at the same time that they are so happily sharing their love with you. Pull that energy down into your third chakra now and feel that great power within as you join forces with the multidimensional elementals and your multidimensional self. Pulling all that energy down into your second chakra to heal the woundings within your second chakra. Heal the woundings of your past relationships with emotion. Heal the woundings that first damaged your emotional body in your alternate and or past life. Now heal this wounding of yourself. Heal it further by bringing it into your root as you pull it down your legs, past your knees, touching your legs the whole way, down your calves, down your feet, deep into the body of Gaia, deep into the area which you have chosen to protect and heal within this moment, and deep into the area of Gaia in which you live in your daily life, in which you walk, drive, swim, sit, converse, enjoy. Now take a moment and display your reverence to Gaia. Take a moment and feel the great love for Gaia and the great love that she has for you. Touch her with your heart, with your mind, with your hands. Kneel to her, lay down to her, stand tall for her. However you feel in this moment is your best expression. And as you do so, take a moment to express your emotions without words. You can release your emotions without words. Emotions do not need words. Take your emotions and surrender them to your inner elementals so that they may commune their emotional message to the elementals of Earth. If this emotion is fear, then you can feel great empathy for the fear that Gaia has felt. If your emotion is anger, then you can feel the anger that she has experienced at what has been done to her body. If your emotion is sorrow, then you can feel the sorrow that she has felt that her humans have harmed her when she has given them such a beautiful planet on which to live and love. And most important and finally, the healing force of unconditional love. Feel the unconditional love, expressing it without words, with tone, with emanation, with movement, with drawing, with singing, to unconditionally love Gaia and all those who have ever wounded her. Blessings be, blessings be. We love you, dear Gaia. We are